CITR 101.9, Nantwave Radio, episode 57, located on Kosevich ancestral, unceded territory, the Hunkmingham speaking Musqueam Nation. Welcome. Incredible bongo band, some CanCon. Hey. CITR 101.9. What you're hearing right now is Michael Viner's incredible bongo band. The project was started in 1972 by Michael Viner. He was a record artist, manager, and executive at MGM. He was called to supplement the soundtrack to the B film, The Thing with Two Heads. The band ended up recording an album that consisted of upbeat, funky instrumental music. Most of the tracks were covers of popular songs of the day, characterized by bongo drums, congas, rock drums, and brass. I don't think any of them knew the severity of what they were making, because this song ended up becoming a staple in any DJ's crate, getting doubles of that, going back to New York, Cool Herc, old parties. This was a track that was always spun, among many other tracks. And it was recorded in Vancouver, BC. Nardwar, shouts out, CITR representative, has an interview with Bismarcky, where Bismarcky does not believe that this was recorded in Vancouver. And I don't know if he still believes it. Monumental shit. We got a special guest in the studio tonight coming in a bit. We're going to get right into the mix right now. The first song I'm going to play for you is by Girl Ultra. It's called Dame Love, featuring Kuko. You're listening to CITR 101.9, Ninth Wave. Ari Lennox, Chicago Boy, CATR 101.9. Living for your love. Hey.
Jesse Rogers. Hey.
To Peggy Goo. I heard this track in FIFA 2019. There's a lot of hot jams on that. Brief recap of the songs we played. At the top of the hour, we played Incredible Bongo Band, Apache, which is a special request of our guest tonight. Go Ultra with Dame Love featuring Kuko, Rude Nala, Conceited, produced by Caleb. Ari Lennox, Chicago Boy, off a brand new Shea Butter Baby album. Go check that out. Go hear it. It's amazing. Tuxedo, Living for Your Lovin'. 2017, amazing. Shouts to Gavin Turek. Interview with her coming soon. Jesse Rogers, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, 1983. Into Peggy Goo, It Makes You Forget. Little show update, some of the things going on coming up. We have Death playing at the Rickshaw this Wednesday. Same time, we have Georgia Smith and Kali Uchis. Pretty sure that's sold out. Matter of fact, this Saturday, we have Mr. Stee. His album's coming out. See You Tomorrow. That album release is this Saturday. Our guest coming in tonight, Curtis Clear Sky, his album release is coming this Saturday in Digifunk at the York Theater. Go check that out. Shane Koizan, May 24th at the Vogue. Breakout Fest, June 15th, 16th, ASAP Rocky, Ray Shrimmered, Jamila Woods, June 27th, Folk Festival, July 19th to 21st. Tuxedo, who I just played, is coming up August 18th, and Gary Clark Jr., September 10th, October 1st, Snarky Puppy. We're going to keep this thing going. CITR 101.9. Georgia Smith. On my mind. I was late to this one.
Sugar coated lies, nothing sweet. my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. On my mind. On my mind.
Enter the room like he knows who we are. Follow me, I'm Earth, Venus, up to Mars. See, I'm extra, extra, terrestrial. I'm a lavender, but also quite lethal. Kill it, boss. Drop it, boss, like a dead lift it up in my spirit. Killing me, there's a butt, the limit. Round the rust, orbit. Got the ring, call me the whole bit. Larger than life, no need to be explicit. Shh. Someone call me a doctor. I'm giving birth to a lyrical monster. I'm fertile, I'm agile with my delivery. Reproducing flow past the cypher, nursery. Call me mama, call me girl, dream with a dollar. We see these surrounded by a fella. Cootie, could refer back to an afro good beat.
See, I gotta sing it for the motherland, so that they really, really understand. I hope mama is listening. We celebrating your wisdom. Singing, yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Got a lot on my right now, nothing you but I pause sometime. Yo, press, your press. We want the bat to last more like what is time. Yo, give me the seconds, give me the run up, give me the review, the preview, the sequel. I felt like I dream and live another life. I need a DJ, play and save it fast, huh?
With a better melody, with poetry, thoughts upon what would be. Can I put some metaphors? Give me more lectures.
Laugh it all, quite unsure. Something wrong, the clock is done. I shot myself to come back strong. Feel us to battle. I just won, I feel us to battle. I just won.
I'm trying to save my life right now. Need a second somehow. I'm trying to say why right now, need a second somehow. I'ma call up mama, hey, bless me with your wisdom. And we sing and we sing, yes for my, yes for my. Yes for my, yes for my. Yes for my, yes for my. Yes for my, yes for my.
Allô maman, ouais Diane, qu'est-ce que se passe? Tu sais, dans la vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, Diane. Faut garder la tête haute. Et tu sais, on est là pour toi. Ne m'oublie pas, tout le monde est là. Tu m'entends?
Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Make your girl melt like a toasty. I this way someday. And I write for myself, no ghosting.
Needs a boy, got money in a bank and ready for roll and blaze up this tank and got the girls from Jam 1 to Hong Kong. The girl them champion in it.
Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy. Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy.
CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave Radio, episode 57. We here, the man Curtis. Say what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Closer.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And we're celebrating this new music. This is Mobilize. Do you have something to say about this song in particular?
Yeah, mobilize for the people, motivation for the people. It's affirmations to encourage people to participate, make change, make the contribution in this world that we live in, and all the different aspects that people are living. Everyone has their own focuses and strengths and talents, and it's about just encouraging those strengths for all of us to do the work we all should be doing.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. Welcome to Ninth Wave Radio.
Thank you.
I just want to ask, first of all, a question I'd like to ask is just, who are you?
I'm Curtis Clear Sky. I'm from the Nitsitibi and Anishinaabe Indigenous peoples, and I'm born and raised here on this beautiful Coast Salish territory, Haichgosiam, so the people of this land. I'm a father, I'm a brother, I'm a community member, I'm a family member, I'm an artist, I'm an organizer, I'm here, and I'm thankful for many blessings that I receive.
Amazing. What kind of art and songs did you grow up listening to? Like, what was your parents' crate? What was the before you knew what music was, or whether or not you liked music? What was being played? What was in your ears?
Well, in my home, a lot of classic rock, Sunday afternoons, Pink Floyd, you know,
Word.
With you know, just is happening, you know. Bob Marley as well was in my home. A lot of classic rock is a lot of the basis of what I heard. Live music, instrumentation, yeah.
The new album, Indigifunk.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you? What does the word Indigifunk mean?
Yeah, I say Indigifunk. Everyone can call it Indigi, you know, tomato, tomato. Say it how you want.
What do you
for
say,
me,
how do you
what
say
it is, I say Indigifunk, but Indigifunk. For me, what it is live instrumentation,
right.
Amazing musicians that are playing this music, that are supporting me, supporting the lyrics, the composition, the arrangement of this music. And what it is indigenous voice. We haven't received, as indigenous people, we are working towards getting our voices heard in the mainstream or just generally. And this is one of many voices. This is my voice amongst many voices that are putting forward our stories, our perspectives. So for me, a lot of the songs, they're affirmations of strength, of storytelling, talking about our experience, my experience as an indigenous person growing up in this world. One of my songs here that's playing in the background here is Turtle Island, featuring Murray Porter. Turtle Island is, for many people who aren't aware, it's a celebration, mm-hmm. liberation, and education of what we identify as our continent as Turtle Island. And it's based on our creation stories shared amongst several nations.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what is Turtle Island an area?
Yes.
What area is Turtle Island?
If we're looking at a map, we're looking at the north, we're looking at the Arctic, we're looking at Alaska, all of Canada, east to west, north, connecting into America, what they call America, and down into Mexico, and to all the little countries that make up the tale, what we recognize, you know, is from the indigenous perspective.
Cool, yeah. Cool. What do you, like, how do you record your music? Are you in studios all the time? Do you have a setup at home? And what if you have a setup at home? What does that look like? What do you use? What are your tools? What are your weapons for recording?
Our album that is releasing coming up May 18th, that's going to be available worldwide on all digital platforms, has been recorded after a long period of time working with Kat Hendricks,
yes.
who is a Vancouver-based artist musician who's been playing music for over 50 years. And he records as well. So I've been recording at his studio, Absolute Time Studio, here in Vancouver. So he is the guy behind the board.
I've actually had the pleasure of getting on stage with him at Guilt & Company. He was in for a jam.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because like, first of all, I started the show with Incredible Bongo Band Apache. I didn't know where to fit in some of the tracks you requested, but I realized that not only is that CanCon it's Canadian content, it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it fit into the mix. Mm-hmm. And just the importance of that record and your work you're working with him on some of this stuff. What does that mean to you as far as like getting in touch with the roots of hip hop and then some of the roots of Vancouver artists?
Well, it's an amazing experience, first of all, working with Cat, because for those who may not know, he was the drummer on the Incredible Bongo Band's Apache, which is the breakbeat that is worldwide known through hip hop, is one of the foundational hip hop breakbeats that became celebrated and really popular in New York City with hip hop, with the DJs when they first started out. So, and of course, and evolved, and it's been used in so many different other samples and ways. So it's amazing to work with Cat Hendrix himself, who's also got his other and a whole other history. Not only that, but other history of work that he's also done. So that is a pretty amazing thing. And what it is for me is bringing it back full circle for hip hop. It's like Vancouver has made a major contribution, having that album being recorded in Vancouver by Canadian artists, Vancouver-based artists, and bringing back hip hop to a full circle. And for me, it's bringing in live musicians. The album is recorded with live musicians. Cat actually played drums on the whole album as well. So
amazing. That's
which is
crazy.
A blessing.
Yeah.
So in addition to Cat, we have all these other amazing musicians that are part of the band. Rusty on
shut
bass.
Him up.
Tia Toreri, Clear Sky from Otero, New Zealand. Wilson Mendez from Brazil. DJ Su Comandante from El Salvador.
I have an El Salvadorian heritage. My father was from El Salvador.
You guys could be cousins. Roman Cantillo from Nicaragua. There's so many other people. I also got to mention Jennifer Kreisberg, also additional vocals on the album from the group Ulali, which is a major indigenous female vocal singing group.
You got to write some of these down for me, by the way.
Absolutely.
After I need a list from you.
Yes.
Because to me, this is like just the mix of music that I'm hearing from you, and the fact that you requested Auntie Ballas and Tupac in the same sentence, in the same, you know, breath. Yeah. It's just, I love the inspiration that's coming in. I talk to a lot of artists when I do these interviews, and we talk about the vulnerability of making music and how that lends to kind of creative opportunities, in that being honest and coming from a place inside, from your heart, really lends to making the best art. But being here and being First Nations, how does that influence your art in a different way? And also, as a kind of a follow-up question, there's this kind of influx of First Nations forward events, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of events being led or including First Nations artists, DJs, more and more in the night scene. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing a support, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we know that occasionally it feels a little bit surface, the mm-hmm. support. It feels not fully there, mm-hmm. Just because it's really easy to be like, I support my First Nations people, but it's also easy to not show up when perhaps a rally's happening or there's a time to put your body in a position. How do you feel about just the rise of a newer support for First Nations artists, but as well, how do you feel about when it is half-assed?
Well, it's a great perspective that you got there, because we're looking at, like, for me growing up, I grew up during the time of Oka. So for me, my experience, you know, was very defined by the racism that I experienced or witnessed that's happening to our people. And for me growing up, involving myself in my community, when I was younger, I was involved with the Native Youth Movement and, you know, active at a time when not everybody was, you know, very active or involved. You know, it was a small minority group of people, you know, addressing issues to a state where Indigenous people's voices have grown. And there's a lot more involvement where people are actively involved. And it's a great thing to see. So for me, I like that. I really value that involvement that people have, especially after Idle No More, you know, mm-hmm. actions like mm-hmm. that. And what you're mentioning, there are people also that are, you know, bringing forward the work. At the same time, it's a state as well. It's the relationship between the Indigenous people, non-Indigenous people, the allies. One thing I can say is that we're the fastest growing population in Canada. And with that being said, Indigenous people are going to grow. Mm. And the presence and the connection is going to definitely be more visible as it happens. So looking at the situation from a perspective, it is what it is. And these things are just going to grow. Indigenous people's voices are coming forward. Our stories are coming forward. Yeah. Our songs are getting airtime like here tonight. So
yeah. And it's a beautiful thing. How do you feel like you and the community you're involved in can inspire young people of color going forward in 2019? What messages do you have for young people?
Well, my message, you know, the common message amongst the people is moving forward in a healthy direction. Moving forward, you know, we're dealing with a lot of traumas. We're dealing with a lot of impacts of colonization. So the people are leading their own individual lives. And that's the teachings that our ancestors taught us, the teachings that have been passed down, is to make good decisions, to be good leaders, to make healthy relationships with the people that we connect with, and to have a good relationship with the land, with the animals. That's just, you know, Indigenous teachings.
Yeah.
So with that, Indigenous leadership is going to grow. So for the people, it's happening. Yeah.
I say maybe we play this song, Turtle Island. Do you have any words about this song in particular?
It's Turtle Island. Let's celebrate. Let's liberate. Let's educate.
That's right. Check it out. You listen to CITR 101.9, Ninth Wave Radio. Up next, we got Andy Land. But we're going to talk for a little bit. We have permission to go over. This song is Turtle Island by Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations. Check it out.
Turtle Island, a home of Native land. Turtle Island, a home of Native land. Turtle Island,
That was Turtle Island by Curtis, Clear Sky, and The Constellations. And we're back. Finish up this conversation. Then we'll get into two selections from the man himself. Also, we have to plug his things. But before that, how do you feel about... like your music is obviously political in nature. I think being a person of color, making music is inherently political. You could argue that making music that you want to make is a political action just in itself, mm-hmm. because of how kind of orchestrated a lot of our mainstream industry is. To make music from the heart mm-hmm. is, you could say, radical action. Yeah. How do you feel about music and politics? And do you feel like or politics and music, and do you feel like as a musician or an artist, you have a duty to help humanity? Mm-hmm. Or how do you feel about artists who just want to create out of the act of creating and let it lie as it is? Do you think there's a need for politics and music given the importance of where we are today? And how do you feel about that?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself, my spirit, my heart, and what I'm here for. And when you have a platform and an ability to communicate, I think it's important to communicate what is important to the benefit of society and the stories that need to be told. For Indigenous people, we have a lot of stories that need to be told. So any opportunity that we're able to get to share these stories is a valuable thing. Generally, yeah, it's a big world. I can't speak for everybody and what they're doing. But when we're marginalized people, when we're people that aren't getting our voices heard and we have the stories to tell, sometimes maybe those are the voices and stories that need to be played and need to be heard. Because there's a lot of other voices that are really dominating society that aren't really bringing what needs to be heard, that are not contributing to positive contribution to the issues that we're facing, the massive issues that we're facing, climate change, the impact on individual peoples around the world. So, yeah, there's a lot of issues that need to be addressed that aren't always getting addressed. So, yes. It is important.
It is important.
It is. And this is me, sharing my contribution.
Yeah. Keep doing it, man.
Yeah.
We need more artists like you. A lot of time we talk about the idea of a safe space, whether that be for the queer community, the POC community, mm-hmm. the Black non-binary community. Mm-hmm. We talk about safe space a lot. What does safe space look like for you? And does it exist? And if it does, what does it look like?
I think for marginalized peoples, we are constantly working towards creating those spaces. Wherever we go, wherever we step out the door, out of our homes. That's our daily challenge to make our spaces safe. And, for some of us, well, not for some of us, those that are, we're taking those efforts daily. So the battle is a daily battle, really, for everybody. Whether they know it or not, sometimes people are oblivious to, just being present in spaces. But that's it's an important thing. And, we're constantly on that front line. The front line's everywhere.
I'm surrounded by the front line.
Yes.
It would seem.
Yes.
I want to get into another song of yours, followed by your selections. But before we say goodbye, you have an event coming up.
We have We have our album release coming up. It is this Saturday, May 18th, 2019, York Theater, 639 Commercial Drive. We have the night. We're going to have a cultural ceremony opening up the night. Dennis Joseph, Squamish Nation, is going to be leading us. We have an MC, Keith Nahaney of Bubba's Comedy Show. He's going to be MCing and keeping the night fun, as well as we have Christy Lee Charles from Musqueam, Vancouver Poet Laureate, sisters representing. She's going to come and share her voice, as well as DJ Sue Comandante, who's a part of our band, but will also be spinning as a part of the night. Right. And then Curtis Clear Sky in the Constellations. We're going to bring the Indigifunk. We're going to bring it.
Shit. How long have you guys been touring? How many shows have you done?
Well,
you've been doing this for years, or is this like a new endeavor?
This has been a project that's been in development, that's been cultivating for a number of years.
Yeah.
So we're finally at the point of we recorded the album, and you know, this like Cat, you ever talk to him, he'll talk about how long
he's going to be there jamming.
He'll be there, yeah. Cat's going to be there. So
you got to be there, y'all.
Yes.
This Saturday. Be there.
And tickets can be bought online at thekulch.com/tickets. And tickets will be sold at the door as well. But to guarantee your tickets, go to thekulch.com and tickets are there.
Show up. Show up. Represent. Support our artists in town. Curtis, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for every day that I live. I'm thankful for my children, my family, my ancestors, my culture, this beautiful territory we live on, the territories that come from, the great connection and relationships of the people that I connect with, my brothers and sisters, you know, that I collaborate musically, communally. I'm very grateful for all those many blessings.
I'm thankful for you, bro.
Yeah, bro. All my relations.
Thank you. All our relations. Thank you for coming by CITR 101.9. We're going to play this. It's called Lasting Love, if you have any words about it.
Love and respect. Love and respect.
And then we're going to get into two selections back to back from the man. And it's going to end like that. You listen to CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave Radio. See you next week.
Lasting love. I'm Andrew Willis. I'm going to be coming on air very soon to do a very special broadcast.